I'm Liam Willis, here with Carson Hatcher and Braden Gladwell, and this is What's in Liam's Head. So we're going to be talking about hoops again this week. First question on the docket is best player by position in the NBA. Point guard, I'm going to have to go with Steph. I mean, the only thing he can't do is play interior defense. Like, there's nothing else on the basketball court that Steph can't do. I think it's underrated a lot, but I think Steph's one of the maybe best all-around players we have because perimeter defense, he's good. He's amazing at that, and then of course, everybody knows you can't guard Steph on offense, off ball or on ball.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Steph, too. He's probably going to go down as top three, maybe even the best point guard of all time, best shooter of all time. He can run an offense however he wants, shoot from anywhere on the court. And his only thing, he's a lot of ability on his defense.
Yeah, I would have to go with Kyrie just because he's super crafty. He has good vision, and he has amazing handles, like break down the defense and get wide open assists and shots and pull up game and just all around good score.
Yeah, I feel like if Kyrie was on his own team like Steph was in 15 and 16, then I feel like Kyrie could honestly average like 35, 36 a game.
I don't think Kyrie can run it by himself though.
Yeah, I feel like he has to have other
facilitators.
Only one way to find out. Kyrie's gonna go to New York next year.
No.
Then he's gonna have Kristaps. If he's healthy.
Yeah, if he don't get injured. Then you got shooting guard on the docket. Obviously, I'm going to have to go with James Harden. Just won MVP last year. When I said Steph's probably the most unguardable player on offense, it's in between him and James Harden. I mean, if one's ahead, it's not by a lot. I mean, James Harden, he had a 60-point triple-double this year. He should have three MVPs. He got robbed, and he got robbed on Curry's first one and the Westbrook's last one. But, I mean, James Harden is just by far the best shooting guard. He's in another tier.
Let's go with James, too. His first MVP season should have been maybe two, maybe even three. But he is the best isolation player in the league. He's not really fit, but he makes it work with his hand on his step back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can crash the paint.
Yeah, he's not the fastest or the strongest player, but he's just smart with the ball. Yeah. He can create his own shot really well.
He changed the game where, like, now a slow player can be, like, dominant.
He's need to work on his defense.
Yeah. Like, when he tries on defense, he's good at it. Like, he's had games with, like, eight steals, seven steals, but, like,
he just got to get his mentality to where he wants to play offense and defense.
Yeah, his effort.
Make it a priority.
But, I mean, I feel like with Chris Paul coming and Melo coming this year, I feel like we kind of saw an increase of it because before he had to, like, carry the offense by himself. I mean, he had Dwight Howard for, like, a year or two, but, I mean, it's Dwight Howard.
Yeah, Howard has one of the best point guards in the league.
Yeah. Then we got small forward. Obviously, I'm going to go with Bronny. I mean, there's nothing on the basketball court that LeBron can't do. Nothing. LeBron, I don't think he's the best player of all time, but I think that he's the most completely well-rounded player of all time. Now, if LeBron can win a championship with the Lakers, with the players that they have, then I'll mark him down as the greatest of all time because he's been able to do it everywhere he goes with subpar players. But as of right now, I have to go with LeBron, but I feel like KD could definitely take that throne in a couple years.
Yeah, I got KD, Kevin Durant, the tallest dribbler in the league.
True.
First time we ever seen it, and he can pretty much do everything: play defense, shoot, dunk, drive, pass. He's just best. I don't even know. He could go down as the best small forward besides LeBron. But right now, I think Kevin Durant.
Especially last year with his he big stepped it up on defense. He was I think it was top five in blocks per game, and then top five in blocks and like just regular blocks too. So I mean, he huge stepped it up.
Yeah, I think Giannis. And if he can just develop a better jump shot and offensive game, then it's game over. He's freaking 6'11", swole.
Giannis with the jump shot would be the scariest thing I've ever seen in the NBA.
It's like a bigger, more swole KD.
Yeah,
he's just handled.
Yeah, we've never seen a player like Giannis. So we start seeing a lot of like these young players coming in that like. Like they're like just like crazy athletic and crazy fit. Like Ben Simmons is a good one to throw in there because last year just what he was able to do in his rookie season, sophomore season, whatever you want to call it. Like that's just amazing. Like if players like that can develop a jump shot too, like I think it's gonna be crazy. Then we got power forward. I'm gonna do it with my boy AD. I've been rocking with the Pelicans for a while. Not my favorite team, but they're out there. And I mean AD's just like God. Like I mean, there's nothing you can do. Every team in the NBA wants him, and he's always in trade rumors because every team knows that he does so much valuable stuff. whether it's in the numbers or not. But, like, he puts up good numbers, too. And you just can't guard AD in the post.
I'm going to have to go with Cat, Carl Anthony Towns. He's kind of a low. I mean, he plays power forward, right?
Yeah, he's both. Yeah. No matter.
I don't know. He plays power forward for me. Anyways, he got developed a jump shot. He kind of had an off season last year, but overall, he's pretty. I think he can be a dominant center, power forward, whatever you want to call him.
Low key, Kristaps. He picked it up a lot last year before he got hurt and was carrying the Knicks and scoring a lot, getting blocks, just doing crazy things. And then unfortunately, he got hurt. But I feel like if he's healthy, then he's up there on top power forwards.
A healthy Kristaps is a scary Kristaps. Mm-hmm. Best center. It's a hard one. I mean, normally I'd say Boogie, but I hear a lot of people say like Boogie's just like completely stat pads, and we've never seen Boogie play on like an actual good team where he has to do what it takes to win. We saw him play on the Pelicans, and then they weren't in the playoff race. And after he got injured, they got in the playoff race. AD carried them up. So I feel like this year is definitely going to be a testament to DeMarcus Cousins' season, and I feel like if he does it this year, then he solidified as the best by far center. But I feel like until then, I have to have Jokic. Because, I mean, Jokic does everything on the court: 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Like Jokic is the best passing center of all time.
It's also because he came from EuroLeague.
Yeah,
I'm going with
fundamental.
I have to go with Joel Embiid. Probably he's a freak of nature.
Yeah,
he's. Athlete, he's tall, 7 foot, big body, can shoot, post, the next Hakeem, pretty much, I don't even know, he can probably go down his top center if he keeps doing what he's doing.
Yeah, probably Boogie or Joel, just because they're physically dominant and they both have a good jump shot and they can spread the floor and they can post up and do the dirty work inside. Yeah.
Then we got a best player by position of all time. Point guard. I mean, I know everyone says Magic's the best point guard of all time, and I think Magic can do it by himself, pretty good. But I feel like on my team, if it was surrounded by other stars, I'd want Curry more because Curry can do more things with those players. But Magic also can do it by himself really well. And then my best shooting guard, I'm gonna have to go with Kobe, of course. In my book, Kobe's the GOAT, the greatest player of all time. We can talk about that on another week. But I mean, just I think Kobe. No one can dominate a game like Kobe can. He can take over at any second. He just turns it on. And then small forward, I have to go with LeBron. Like I said earlier, LeBron's the most well-rounded player of all time. And there's just you can't guard LeBron at all because he can score from anywhere on the court except deep three. Power forward is a hard one. I don't know who'd I have at my power forward. Probably Dirk. With the thing with power forwards is there's not a huge gap in between the greats. Top four power forwards, they're all interchangeable. Number four could be number one. It's Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Dirk, Karl Malone. So on my team, just because I already have a bunch of scoring threats, I probably want to have Tim Duncan. Or no, I don't want to have Kevin Garnett so I can get rebounds and play defense. Because I wouldn't really need, like, a huge scoring outburst because I already have dominant scores. And then for centers, I'm going to have to go with Wilt Chamberlain or Shaq just because I think, like, those are the two most physically dominant players of all time. And I just feel like they would, like, tear up any team. Like, no team can guard them, especially with scoring threats. And if they start double-teaming, then someone's open on the perimeter and all my players can shoot. So, I mean, I feel like that would just cause so many problems for a defense.
Yeah, my top five would probably be Magic, just because he can facilitate well. And then I'll probably go with Michael Jordan, just because you can't go wrong with that. And then KD, probably just because he's a great scorer, one of the best scorers of all time in my book. And then for my four, I'll probably have Dirk, just because I love Dallas. I love everything he's done for Dallas and for our team. And for five, probably have to go with David Robinson or Shaq, just because they're physically dominant and can big body people.
Yeah,
my ones have to be Steph Curry, best shooter of all time, best not facilitator, but he can do anything. There. My two is either gonna be AI or Michael. Probably go AI, because he's so crafty, the best dribbler of all time. Small forward, have to go with don't even know. Play small forward. Probably Kevin Durant. Just kind of long, lengthy. He pretty much plays center. Yeah. Maybe not back then days, but now. And power forward has to be Dirk. Best shooter. One of the best shooting forwards of all time.
The best shooting forward of all time.
My C has to be Shaq. Big body, dominant.
You think Dirk's the best shooting forward of all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I think the best shooting power forward is Dirk. Obviously dominates that. I think it goes to Dirk, then KD. And after that, it just kind of like mellows out because we don't really have a lot of dominant all time.
Especially 2011 Dirk.
Mm-hmm. And then most underrated player in the league right now. Or no, we'll say that for next week. Right now, we can do a best coach of all time. Best coach of all time. I'm going to have to go with Greg, of course. Everybody knows. I mean, there's Greg Popovich. What made him so good is, like, he can bring in random players that no one's ever heard about and, like, make them great Hall of Fame players. Tony Parker, Hall of Fame player. Manu Ginobili, Hall of Fame player. They had, like, those people, they weren't even known. Like, it's just crazy how he can bring players in and make them, like, so amazing. And his system is flawless. Playoffs 25 years in a row. No team's ever done that. 50 win seasons. I think it was 20. I don't think they won 50 this last season, but before that, it was 24 years in a row. I just think, like, Greg Popovich, like, I think he's on, like, another tier when it comes to coaches.
And I have to go with Phil Jackson just because he did so many great things with the Lakers.
And the Bulls.
Yeah. And I watched a podcast with Kobe and this other guy, and Kobe was talking about just all the great things that Phil did for his coach and to, like, he figured out the players and figured out what made them drive and what was their, like, what got them motivated. Yeah. So that's, like, a good thing coming from a coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to go with Greg. Greg's, he's, what was it, where'd he come from? Somewhere out of States, right?
Yeah, I think he did.
He's probably the best Euro coach, but if we're talking about stats, I think by the end of, like, 2025, Steve Kerr could possibly get it. Mm-hmm. Best record, best team. People say he gets carried by his team, but sometimes you got to coach that, too. Because, like, you got Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green all got drafted there. It's not like they're always going to be stars.
Yeah, it's not his fault. He has good players on his team.
And then that's good GM, too.
Yeah. Best coach in the league. Honestly, I mean, it might be Luke Walton. I mean, we saw Luke Walton with the Warriors. I think they lost because when Steve Kerr was out when they won 73 games, I think Luke Walton was the coach, and he coached like 35, 36 games, and they lost like three games within that span. Like, that's just crazy. And he's already turning around L.A. Last year, L.A. had 37 games where they lost by 5 points or less. We were plagued with injuries. And I just think like, time will tell that, like, Luke Walton is, like, a top-tier coach. But, I mean, you could also go with Brad Stevens because Brad Stevens is, like, every coach is that Brad Stevens is the smartest coach in the league. Like, Greg Popovich just said that Brad Stevens is going to be a better coach than him. But, I mean, of course, like, time will tell. And then, of course, you can go with Steve when it comes to stats.
Brad's so young, too.
Yeah,
Brad Stevens. Yeah, probably Brad Stevens just because he's done so much for a young roster. Mm-hmm. And he just gets them going up and winning games. Even in the Eastern Conference, they're still top tier and dominating.
Yeah, probably go with Brad too. Brad's young, got talent, got pretty good discipline on his team and his players.
Yeah, I mean, like, he doesn't have a lot of athletes. Like, he has athletes on his team, but not like subpar athletes. The only, like, super good athlete he really has is Jaylen Brown. I mean, Jason Tatum's a good athlete. Terry Rozier's a good athlete, but, like, they're not, like, super good, amazing athletes.
Marcus Smart's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, Marcus Smart. What makes Marcus Smart so good is, like, just, like, his grit and his hustle. And, like, with, like, Brad Stevens made the best defense in the league by far. And they also had one of the top offenses. And I think that really speaks to him in this case. All right, well, that's What's in Liam's Head, week 2. And we'll catch y'all next week.